Olympic Committee has ousted the white supremacist African nation of Rhodesia from the Olympic Games. At least 15 African countries had threatened a mass walkout if Rhodesia were permitted to compete. This is Douglas Edwards, CBS News.
WCBS News time is 5:09. This is Harvey Hauptman. A bank holdup is underway at this time in the Chase Manhattan Bank branch at Avenue P and East 3rd Street in Brooklyn. WCBS newsman David Levin talked with one of the armed men in the bank and asked him what the action is.
Well, we were holding up a bank, and we were on the way out to the stupid cop car pulled up in front.
What's going on now?
Walk in a minute, huh?
What's going on now?
We're waiting to negotiate the release of the people so we can get out of here.
Are you holding them hostage?
Yep.
Could you tell me how you're armed?
Well, we have shotguns. We have rifles, we have pistols, and we have a bomb.
How many hostages are you holding there?
8 or 9.
And what are your terms for release?
Well, I want them to deliver my wife here from Kings County Hospital. When they deliver me, my wife, I'll release one of the hostages. And then we'll negotiate from there. Every time they do something for me, I'll let one of the people go.
Could you give us your names?
John Wojtowicz. Do you want me to spell it?
Yes, would you?
W-O-J-T, as in Tom, O-W-I-C-Z.
And where do you live?
In Brooklyn.
Okay, now, which hospital is your wife in again?
His name is Ernest Aaron. It's a guy. I'm gay. It's E-R-N-E-S-T, last name is A-R-O-N, and he's in Kings County Hospital, the G building. And I'm waiting for them to get him out of the ward and bring him down here so I can release one of the people.
Now, after he's there and all the people are released, do you expect to get your own release?
Let's put it this way, I expect to get out of here. Now, I know they're going to get me sooner or later, but they got to play it cool. After I release the last hostage, you know, then they can come and take us, right? There's no use us blasting everybody in here. Because, first of all, the Supreme Court did away with capital punishment, right? That means I can kill everybody in here and throw down the gun and walk outside, and they can't shoot me, and they can't give me the gas chamber. And that's why the Supreme Court's stupid.
Do you think that you would not have done this had the Supreme Court acted in another way?
Probably. Then it's more risky. This way you don't have nothing to lose. It's stupid. Okay, I gotta go.
Just how many of you are there now?
I can't tell you.
One of the armed men who is now holding up a bank, the Chase Manhattan branch at Avenue P and East 3rd Street in Brooklyn, talking with WCBS newsman David Levin. WCBS News time now is 5:12, the temperature 80 degrees in Midtown Manhattan. Wind is from the south at 12 miles an hour, gusting to 24. Alan Casper's forecast for tonight, clear and mild, the low 62 to 67.